Welcome to the Latin Wealth Podcast, a podcast dedicated to educating the Latino community about entrepreneurship, investing, and business.
Yo, what's going on, Latin Wealth family? Welcome to another episode to Wealth Wednesday, a new weekly show that we're putting out in addition to the Friday conversations that are going to be more focused on trending news, trending world topics in the world and how it could relate to you. So for example, today we're going to be talking about student loan debt. We're also going to be talking about Instagram's new feature that's going to be very similar to Twitter. And also we want to give you guys three book recommendations that we feel like you need to read ASAP to elevate your life, elevate your mindset and your finances as well. This is going to be another great show. So make sure you guys share this episode with somebody else that needs to hear this. And also stay tuned to this Friday. We got another great conversation that's going to be coming out. Just a little sneak peek. She is an author. She's a Latina. And it was a phenomenal conversation, man. You guys definitely stay tuned for this Friday's episode. With that being said, welcome to the podcast, our co-host, Jeremiah, bro. How you doing? How you feeling today?
Bro, I'm feeling really good. I'm glad to hear about, you know, this whole, what you got going on this, you know, Friday behind the scenes we was talking, but I'm excited to hear about that. I think the people are going to love that. I'm excited to get into today's conversation because I think it's some topics that people really want to hear about. I think it's touching on some things that, you know, really relates to people our age.
Yeah, absolutely. Speaking about relating to things our age, you know, something that's big this month is May. May is Mental Health Awareness Month. And we kind of want to continue the conversation briefly from, I think, the previous episode. We got some really good feedback. You know, some of the practical tips that we do or we take to take care of our mental health. So we want to just kind of continue this conversation because, man, I don't know about you, Jeremiah, but in my household, our community, mental health was never really spoken about. And I know like our previous generation is, you know, wasn't spoken about. We've always been taught to just like not show your emotions, just thug it out. You know what I'm saying? So we just want to have a brief conversation about this. So talk to me.
The importance of, you know, recognizing that obviously, like you said, this is Mental Health Awareness Month. So just the importance of people knowing that, you know, as far as the foundation in your life, everything in the universe is balance. I won't go super deep with esoteric stuff or anything like that. I'm just saying your life is about balance, right? Yin and yang, night and day, duality, right? And so as you think about that, a lot of people want success in their business or in their entrepreneurial endeavors or the stock market or however, whatever in their business, but they stop and they don't even really think about their spirit, right? Them, the person, the mental, right? Their mental space, the peace. And so what I like to say is that your mental peace or your, you know, your sanity, making sure you're taking care of what your mental health is the foundation to being successful in everything 100%. Else. And so I think if people start to recognize that, we can be a little bit more proactive in the way that we approach to whether it be going to therapy, whether it be maybe seeking some counseling or different various support groups and things to help us heal, because it's super important. Like you said, in our communities, we were taught to you know, compartmentalize everything and just really hold it in. And what ends up happening is PTSD is super, super high in our community. So, you know, I just want to take this time for us to talk about it, Chris, because I don't think people think about it.
No, absolutely. I love that. And it's funny because as I was getting my haircut today, I was speaking to my barber and he was like, man, he's about to go on a trip with his family for 10 days to Myrtle Beach. They're about to drive out there from Dallas, Texas. It's something that they do every year. And him and I mentioned like, yo, I just got back from Japan and my wife and I just decided to go to England for a couple of days just because. And like Jeremiah, like you're saying, bro, like it's very important to have that yin and yang. Like, yes, my barber, he works extremely hard. He has his own business. You know, my wife and I work extremely hard. There's some things that, you know, we're like planning and want to pursue and whatnot, but there's a yin and yang to, yes, work hard, but also enjoy this life, right? We only get one of these, right? I don't know what you guys believe out there, but from what I know, we only get one of these life, right? And I don't believe that we should spend the majority of our life, the majority of our time, just like pounding our heads and working and not enjoying the fruits of our labor. So I love that you brought that up. You know, I think it's very important. And traveling may not be your thing. Let's be honest. It's not for everybody, you know, but you do have something that you enjoy. Like my barber was also saying, I mean, for the times that he can't travel, he goes golfing like two to three times a week. And that's his getaway. That's his like time to himself to like decompress from the family, from work and whatnot. So we really encourage you guys to find whatever that thing is for you. And if you never traveled before, like we would highly recommend that you just go to a different country and you just explore. Sure. And you just, man, it's hard to put into words the feeling and the mental clarity that I had, you know, just going to different countries. And it doesn't have to be somewhere as extreme as a Japan or England, man. It could be like, if you're from Dallas and you've never been outside of Dallas, go to Houston, go to Austin, and then, you know what I'm saying? Or like, yo, go somewhere completely different, like a Portland, Oregon, where nature is huge out there. It's so green. Do something different. Right. If you're from Portland, Oregon, and you've never been out, you know, from your environment, go to like a LA and New York, and just your eyes will be amazed, you know, of what you'll see.
You're like, what?
Exactly. So, I mean, Jeremiah, I know you've been in this position before, but like there's people that we grow up with that never have left their city, you know, and
100%.
This isn't a conversation about traveling necessarily, but our point is like, yo, do something for yourself that, you know, will give you a different perspective on life. You know, I love traveling. My barber, he mentioned he's going to go on a trip with his family, and it just gives you an opportunity to decompress and, you know, just know that like, yo, this life isn't all about just work, right? There's more to it.
It is. I think that in life, honestly, for myself, as I think back about my development as a man and as a person, I've gotten some of the best development and most development as a person personally, and building my character by living in different places, right? Because it teaches you what? Life skills. I had to adapt. I had to learn a different climate. I had to learn, you know, my mind was being sharpened because I had to learn directions. There's all these different things that come into it. And then interacting with people, different personalities, a different culture, and almost like, you know, in a different state. I've lived in like six or seven different states. But it's been really great because what it's done is it's taught me to be able to adapt and be able to communicate with anybody, no matter where they're from, what culture they are. Being able to communicate is huge. And so I attribute that to, like you said, the traveling and moving and just, you know, that mental health and worrying about trying to develop new relationships and, you know, and building that. So I can say that's helped out tremendously.
100%. I love that. I'm in the same boat as you, bro. Like, just again, me growing up, I've moved around a lot in my life and I've lived in different environments. And like you're saying, Jeremiah, gave me the ability to be able to speak, to communicate with people, and just give you that confidence that you can have a conversation with anybody. And
yeah,
love that. Dope. So yeah, with that being said, we're going to jump into some of the topics today. I mentioned one of the topics we're going to jump into is student loan debt. So if you guys remember, the Biden administration had approved the discharge of student loan debt for more than 615,000 borrowers back in October 2021. This discharge amount totals to about $42 billion in debt. 26 million people applied and 16 million people were approved, which I thought that was a pretty good ratio. I honestly don't have too much student loan. I want to say like I have, I don't know if I should say it, but I think I only have like $700 in student loan. That's it.
Either way, I'm okay.
You know what I'm saying? I'm not complaining either way.
No, I think you're
right. Good. I am not complaining either way. If it goes through, if it doesn't, I'm good. But I say that to say, I think I did apply, but I don't remember seeing anything about me being approved or it being cleared or anything like that. So we want to bring this up because it's actually a really big deal. If you guys know, they've been stretching out when you can pay back or start paying your student loan again. I think the date's going to be somewhere in August, and that's quickly approaching. So they need to make a decision of like, yo, are we going to forgive these student loans or not? What are we doing? And Supreme Court's coming in because they're going to be in a position to like shut this whole plan down. So from my understanding, it's not so much of the money that's it's an issue. It's more finding a legal justification to pass the bill. And if they can't do that, then the Biden administration is going to have to come up with a plan B, or, you know, we're just going to, you're going to have to put yourself in a position to, and really a mindset to start paying back your student loan.
Yeah, I think that honestly, even for like legal, right, legal justification, because there's grounds that they could do it on. Obviously, putting people below at a certain place, they don't make a certain income. There's other ways to do it too. You could, you know, negate that, and then they can't deduct off their taxes. There's multiple ways to do things. I'll say this: I applied for myself, and I think, and I feel blessed. I thought I was blessed. I listened to your total, and I'm like, Chris is really blessed. I think I had like something like 14,000-15,000, and which is, it's not that big of a deal. But I know people that have $200,000-$300,000, right? They really need something, some type of help. So, you know, with that being said, if it doesn't enact, like you said, Chris, let's talk about the mindset or understanding that that's going to become prevalent again. You're going to have to be paying off your student loans. And if you don't, here's the thing most people don't think about. You don't pay off your student loans, what ends up happening? They end up like garnishing wages, or they start, you know, messing with your bank account. Yes,
they don't get their money.
And so this is, I'm not fear mongering. I just want to let people know the things that go on. And so for us to be prepared, like you said, and to just get in that mindset, like, what am I going to do? Do I need to set aside a little bit more money, like in a budget, so that way I can make sure I handle that monthly? You know, get in contact with the people that own your debt and see what their options are. Maybe they want to settle. Maybe, you know, there's all sorts of things that's going on out there, but haven't seen very many people. I haven't received anything. I applied, I didn't receive anything. I don't know. I ain't got friends, and I don't think any of us have even really heard anything.
Yeah, no.
So maybe that's an answer in itself.
That's a fact, right? it's like, man, and look, what we never want to get super political. We don't want to be like we're on one side or the other. But that was one of the things.
It was a platform.
Yeah,
it was a platform. Yeah, it was,
you know, platform. But that was one of the things the Biden administration said that they were going to do. And I really hope. Yeah. I mean, I hope something comes out of this. Something, you know, $10,000 something, or maybe a new program, a new way to pay back your student loans or something like that. Because like Jeremiah said, I'm in a very blessed position, you know, but some people out there, $200,000 in student loans. I mean, that makes me sick to my stomach just thinking about that. Right. So,
yes,
they said the student loan payment will resume 60 days after the Supreme Court makes a decision on this bill, or 60 days after June 30th. So either way, expect to pay back your student loans, or start paying it back sometime in August. All right. So start planning for that. Yep. Like Jeremiah said, I love that you said, yo, reach out to the people that own your student loan. I actually did see, that's a good point. This would be a good opportunity for you to figure out, like, because some people, I'll be honest, like, they haven't even been looking into their student loan. They don't know who owns it or nothing. I did get an email on that somebody else owns my student loan. So they gave me a welcome email like, hey, like, you know, here's the new portal that you'll be paying the rest of your student loan on. So definitely look into that. See if it's switched over to someone else or
I just think a lot of people don't know that.
Yeah.
Right. Like a lot of people just think it's the school, and it's not the school. That debt has been passed on maybe 2 to 3 times.
Talk about it.
You know, even if you just graduated, right?
Yeah.
there's a bank or there's someone that owns that debt. It's not the school. People think, oh, it's just, you know, whatever university I went to. Yeah, that's not it. So, you know, investigate so you can know the total, investigate so you can have that information and be informed. Being informed will put you in a much better position than, you know, remaining kind of in the dark.
Yeah, absolutely. And I would love to give a word of encouragement out there to people. Obviously, it's easy for me to say this, but I will say this because I've had people on the podcast. I've interviewed people that have had a tremendous amount of student loan debt. I've had people that literally had over $100,000 in consumer debt, and they figured out a way to pay it down. Now, obviously, I'm not telling you this from my perspective, but like Jeremiah said, reach out to people that maybe own your student loan or that also have paid off a huge amount of debt and see what did they do to get it down, right? Connect with people, network, and 100%. There's people out there that have done it. So, yeah.
For sure.
Absolutely, absolutely. So keep an eye out on that. And as you guys always know, we're going to leave the link to the article in the description of this podcast. The second thing that we want to talk about today is another platform, Instagram. Instagram is preparing a Twitter-like app to be launched this summer, all right? So Instagram has been secretly testing a text-based app similar to Twitter for months with celebrities and influencers. And as I said, they're planning to launch this thing as early as June. Seems like there's a lot of things that are going to be going on in June and August and this summer. So very interesting. As some people look to leave Twitter due to changes made under CEO Elon Musk, you know, this can be a very appealing app for people to jump onto. And there was like a screenshot, I don't know if you've seen it, Jeremiah, a screenshot of what the app looks like, of like somebody using it. And it looked just like Twitter. Like, it's just, you know, the story of Instagram, that's what they do, right? They kind of sit back and see what Snapchat does, what TikTok does, and they take what they do and put their own twist on it. For good or bad, you know, a little bit more information about it. Sources say that you'll be able to notify all your followers on the Instagram app saying like, hey, there's a new app, go follow me on there. If you're verified on Instagram, that will transfer over. But yeah, that's the bulk of it. It's going to be very interesting to see how this plays out. You know, I know I texted Jeremiah. Jeremiah was not feeling this move, so I'm curious to know your thoughts. We didn't have a conversation about this, so I'd love to know your.
We did.
Yeah, I'd love to know your thoughts.
I mean, it's just basic for me. It's, you know, another play. You just said it basically. Instagram's always doing that. Here's the thing that Instagram does that people don't notice though. Instagram does it better.
True.
They just do, right? They sit back and let you, whoever it is, come out with whatever that initial. I want you guys to remember something. I'm going to say this and people are going to remember. Remember what Vine was? And you may not. If you're too young, you won't remember what Vine was. Vine was Instagram, right? Mm-hmm. The reels and all that. It was 10 to 15 second videos. And you know, it's like stories, right? So it was shortened stories, videos and stuff. And it was really big back in like 2011, 12, that era, right? Instagram then took it and made it better. They extended it, right? So it was 30 seconds and then they did 60 seconds. And so I think when it comes to Twitter, Twitter will always be Twitter. Elon is no longer CEO. Well, I guess he's co-CEO. He's just over the innovation and stuff like that. But there's another person that's taking over. So I think a lot of that discrepancy and the issues that people were having, I think they'll go back. I think that's going to change up the game a little bit.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I mean, Chris, come on. Do you honestly, what's the point?
So this is what I'll say from a creator's perspective. I always got to give this perspective, right? This is what I'll say about Twitter. Twitter, if you look at it, hasn't really done anything innovative since it's been released. Let me know if I'm missing anything.
Videos. So they added, remember, they first, there was no way to do pictures.
Okay, I'm a little bit older. Talk to me.
So, you know, I remember 2008, 2009. You couldn't do pictures, right? Everybody, then the celebrities just wrote on Twitter so that they could get verified. And that was kind of the thing, the way you found out what they were doing. This was before Instagram. Then there were pictures added. And then you could do video. they've added stuff to Twitter. I mean, it, and then now they have like Twitter rooms where you could like go in the room with the person from Twitter and, you know, interact with them like a Zoom essentially.
They add stuff. They do. I'll agree with that. But I don't think the changes have been as dynamic as the Instagram. Like when a new Instagram update comes out, they're competing with TikTok. They're adding Reels. Like that's a big thing.
But you have to look at the competitive environment, mm-hmm. right? TikTok and Instagram are at each other's throats. That's the competition. Twitter's not in that competition, right? They've long, like Twitter was in competition with mm-hmm. Facebook, right? Like back in mm-hmm. the day, literally like 2007, 2008. They haven't been in the competition for a long time. So I think they're in their niche. They're in their lane. They're competing against probably Reddit and Parler and stuff like that. And they're leading their niche, right? I don't even think they see themselves in competition with Instagram. Instagram and TikTok are in competition.
I agree. So this is what I'll say about the app. My biggest problem is another app. I'm not going to be hopping on another app. Like Instagram, TikTok I'm already right here with it and I need to like delete it off my phone. So my opinion, if you're adding another app in Instagram's opinion, you want people to jump on that. In addition to, let's be honest, people using Facebook. If you're using Twitter, you're probably using Facebook maybe, and you're using a little bit of Instagram. Maybe you're trying to dabble into TikTok. To me, that's just way too many apps. I think it could work if they found a way to integrate it into the Instagram platform as it is. So I don't know if you remember, but remember Instagram TV, IGTV? They had an app specifically for that platform or whatever, that feature. Now they took that away and now you can just post long videos as you want. So that app was created to compete with YouTube, but it failed miserably.
And they also have subscriptions. Yeah. They got subscriptions that you can do on IG as well. Yeah, absolutely.
So my point is like, another app, IGTV didn't work. It's not too much information of what it's going to be called. So Instagram, Twitter, whatever. I think another app is just going to be too much. I don't think people are going to want to. We're already living we're in a time where people are trying to get off of social media. They're trying to take care of their mental health, as we spoke about it in the beginning. And they're trying to figure out ways to like remove themselves from it, right? So I just don't know if another app is going to work. Maybe if they figure out a way to integrate it on the platform, which if you look at the UI of the user interface of Instagram, I don't know how it's going to work. It's going to be interesting. I guess I'm on your side, Jeremiah. I try to argue against you.
I don't think it's any more bandwidth. Like you said, our brains are already taken up and then our attention spans are already as short as possible. It's 8 seconds. The human attention span is 8 seconds, right? So what are you going to add? I don't know. To me, it just seems pointless. But, you also have to remember all these companies, all of these applications, they're seeking to gain data, mm-hmm. right? So the more that I can get in front of you and the more I can like figure out what makes you tick, I can make more money because it's an algorithm and I'm figuring out how to feed my AI, and how to give you what you want. So that way you then tune into my mm-hmm. app more, right? So there's strategy behind it. But I pretty much think it's
pointless. I mean, I think it's smart for them to try. I don't know if I'm going to be one of those people that, use this platform. I don't even use Twitter myself. So
half the stuff.
Yeah.
100%. Yeah, I don't use IG shopping.
That's another conversation. But, all right, dope. So again, we're gonna leave the link to this article in the description of this podcast. And the last thing that we want to touch on.
Let us know. Let us know in the comments. Like if you see these articles and stuff, you hear what we're talking about, leave your opinions or leave your thoughts.
Leave your opinions, leave your thoughts, and let us know what you want us to talk about. Maybe there's something that we missed. Maybe there's something that came out earlier this year that nobody's really touching on. Let us know. We would love to touch on it and make some content about it. Transitioning a little bit. With that being said, we want to end this episode with three books that we would recommend reading ASAP. All right. So let's see, Jeremiah, we're only going three books total. We're not doing three each. So we want to give you guys three total books. We don't want to send you out to read six books, right? And you barely read one of them. So just three books. Jeremiah, do you want to go first with your book?
Yeah, man. So my book recommendation for anyone, and you know, you guys, so obviously we got the dynamic going here, right? Chris is the smooth operator, does everything, you know, I'm Mr. Business, strict Mr. Numbers, blah, blah, you know how it works. But for me, right, I'm always going to give you guys something that's going to personally develop you and help in your business. So that would be Patrick Bed David's Your Next Five Moves. Phenomenal book. Personal mentors of mine, spent time with them. Great, great gentleman, great individual when it comes to learning strategy, business strategy, and just life in general, understanding it. And so I will definitely recommend this book. It's going to give you a better holistic view and then teach you how to strategically break down your plans, as well as having tactical moves that you can help to create for your next five moves in life.
Love that. Patrick Bet David, he be making some great content. Yeah, I mean, he puts out a lot of content that makes me have just like a lot of deep thoughts about business or just being a man, just life in general. Yeah, great dude. That's definitely a great book. My book is, I guess I'm a little biased, a little recency biased. So the young lady that I had on for the episode that's going to be coming out this Friday, she's an author and she's Latina, obviously. And she wrote a book called Wealth Warrior. All right. 8 Steps for Communities of Color to Conquer the Stock Market. All right. So the reason why I love this book so far, I'm almost done with it, is because it's easy and it's really relatable. That's the word I'm looking for. It's very relatable for you to consume. There's some stock market books. There's some business books. There's some books out there that it's just a whole bunch of information and sometimes it can go over your head. There's a lot of jargon and whatnot. But I love this book so far because she gives her story. She gives her perspective on life and she integrates these 8 different steps into, you know, her life, right? And how they impacted her. And it's dope because she starts off every single chapter with a hip hop lyric that's kind of related to business or wealth. Mm. So it, I'll recommend this book. Right. This book just came out this year in April. She's going to start going on tour for this book. So she did not pay me to say this. She's a great person. Phenomenal episode coming out this Friday. So I would definitely check out this book if you're interested in the stock market, if you want to jump into it, great introduction book, or if you just want to, you know, hear her story. It's also a great book for that as well. And then our third book, we kind of made an agreement. Yeah. Yeah. We agreed on this one. Do you want to give us a little introduction about it? Here it is. Atomic Habits.
Atomic Habits. I'm sorry, I held it up. He said, give an introduction. Atomic Habits. This is by James Clear. And this is basically a book that says tiny changes make remarkable results. There is a lot of things inside of our daily lives that prevent us from getting or elevating to the next level of us when it comes to our personal development or business, right? Mm-hmm. And so Atomic Habits deals with your mindset. And what it says is, instead of always being focused on the bigger picture and saying, I got to get 100% better, right? This book breaks down and says, take tiny steps. If you could simply seek to improve 1% a day, right? That's it. Just be 1% better daily. But at the end of the year, what have you improved? 365%, right? So you've surpassed 3x, almost 4x, 100% better. So just think about that. 1% a day, just better yourself 1% a day. And so it lists practical steps and ways that you can actually learn to encompass new habits and forming of new habits, replacing old ones, and the best way to do so in a very healthy manner. So love this book. Yet again, James Clear, Atomic Habits.
Yeah, just my quick opinion about the book. Obviously, I love it as well. And to give you guys how practical they get in the book. This always stood out to me when I read the book is they talk about, like James talks about hitting the gym and going to the gym, how that can be difficult, right? And a lot of times we have this idea of like, yo, I'm trying to lose 20 pounds And it's like, okay, how are you going to get there, right? How are you literally going to get there? And so he breaks it down like, yo, if you haven't hit the gym in X amount of year, X amount of time, start with the small steps, as Jeremiah is saying. He's saying, go get you some gym shoes and just lace them up. Lace them up and walk around the house. Yeah. The next day, do the same thing. Next day, do the same thing. Maybe at the end of the week, you get in your car and you go to the gym, right? And the purpose of doing that is to just simply form the habit of going to the gym. Once you're in the gym, you pretty much have done the hard part, which is getting up and going there. You just got to put the work in, right? So that's how practical he gets with these habits, right? Just doing the little things, and they're going to add up to the big thing. It's going to add up to you getting to that 20-pound mark. So love that book, Wealth Warrior, Your Next 5 Steps in Atomic Habits. Go check out those 3 books. Jeremiah, anything else before we head out of here today?
No, man, just super grateful for being here. And I want to also let people know that obviously we're here to support you. As you said, Chris, if you have ideas or different topics that we should be dealing with, just mention them. We want to cover what you guys want to know about, right? Because this show is for you guys to make sure that we're providing value. And appreciate everybody. Make sure you like and share.
Yep. And appreciate you guys can follow us at Latin Wealth on Instagram. And if you have any questions, again, reach out to us. With that being said, it's the Latin Wealth family. We'll catch you guys next week. Peace.